And I'm with Desi Wilkinson, who's a very well-known musician, known in Brittany, because you've been here quite a long time, haven't you, Desi?
Yeah, Rob, I've been coming here for about well over 30 years, on and off. And at one point we lived here for 2 years in Tregor. And at that point I took an interest in Breton music and culture and dance. And subsequently, even though I hadn't decided to do it at that time, did a research project on it and towards a PhD and stuff like that. So I've made a bit of a crusade about Breton music and culture over the last while.
You're very interested in general in traditional music from Celtic countries.
I suppose, yeah, you could say that. I mean, whatever Celtic is up for dispute, of course. It's one of those, it's a disputed word, and it's, we can't, I'm sure we don't have the time to go into it now, but my book does. I think, yeah, Celtic music, by and large, was my first interest. Irish traditional music and associated similar types. I'm also interested in world musics of all sorts. I'm generally interested in traditional music, world music from North Africa, India, etc. I'm very much interested in all that type of thing, and I can see there's a very vibrant scene here in the Cres Braes, even to do with world music, which is really interesting. Uh-huh. You've got everything, the local and the global and all.
And your instrument is?
My main instrument is the flute, and I play the fiddle as well and the bagpipes.
Traditional instruments?
Traditional instruments, yeah. A bit of clarinet. I started the clarinet here because I wanted to get into the nitty-gritty of the aesthetic of Breton music, so I wanted to play something that was played by locals here, you know. So I took up the clarinet.
You've played with other musicians from all over the world. What kind of links have you made with traditional music? What kind of musics have you brought together?
Well, I mean, my most recent CD, I suppose, is a thing bringing together Irish traditional influences and American old-time music. And I worked with a couple of the five-string banjo player and a good fiddle player from the Appalachian area, Indiana, and Martin O'Connor, a very fine accordion player from Galway. We sat around playing music basically and discovered what the little points of interest and difference in the two music. So it's not just the sort of similarities in music that I'm interested in, it's actually the differences. And Breton music, even though it's lumped together with Irish music and Scottish music as a Celtic music, is aesthetically very different to both Irish and Scottish music.
Can you be a bit more specific on that kind of thing?
Well, the dance forms are different for a start, and the way people play, the way they express the music is different. It's very tied into the Breton language and the way French is spoken in Brittany as well, in the Pays Gallo. So the lead, I found it intriguing that the lead in Breton dance music is the vocal model, and the instrumental music then is based on that kind of discan model. And I thought that was really one of the most fascinating things about it in the beginning.
You've played with a lot of local musicians, I understand.
I know a lot of people now. I've been coming and going for years, and I know Dominic Juve very well, Patrick Mollard, Pierre Crépion, Jean-Michel Veillon. They're all good friends of mine. And I've hundreds of acquaintances all over the place in Brittany.
What's your interest in Brittany in the first instance?
I think it was just the Lorient Festival. I heard about it was a big shindig. And I was doing French at school. I think I wanted to try my French out, go to a place where you could play a few Irish tunes and people would think you were all right. And so the first trip I made was in the 1970s, I think, the very, very early days of the Lorient Festival. Took the boat to Le Havre, I think, and then hitchhiked down to Lorient from there. That was my first experience of Brittany. And at that time, I didn't know it was any different to France, really, except I knew it was, you know, musically different.
So you've brought out a publication, a book with a CD about Breton music.
The most fascinating thing about life here, cultural life here for me, that's available is the sort of the regular performance of vernacular music and dance, you know, in the Fest Knows and Fest Day. You know, when I seen that happening, the people dancing in a ring and the communal aspect, and some of the dances, some of them, not all of them, are very accessible quite quickly. If you observe and follow the rules, you can get in on it. So that call to the dance is appel à la danse in French, calling people to dance. And that's whenever the two, Bombard and Bignou player, the two singers, play slowly at the start, that's to let people know they're going to play a gavotte or a plin or something or whatever it is. And it's calling people to dance. So I thought that sounds like a very nice title for a book in English. So I just shamelessly translated Appel à la Danse to Call to the Dance, and hence the name of the book.
Your book investigates different aspects of the music, or does it look for links, or what's the main themes of your book?
It looks at the main sort of pan-Breton dances, the ones that I, over the last 20 years, have found to be the most popular at the fest-nose. The Plin, for example, the Gavotte, the Ronde Ludiac. These tend to be the dances that keep recurring. And I've also concentrated on round dancing because that's the most, to my mind, iconic form of Breton movement. You know, there is set dancing and there is figure dancing, but to my mind, what made it really different, you know, and worth looking into was the fact that it was this round communal dancing in the round, in a circle.
It's something that most of our listeners will be familiar with if they go to a fest nose or a fest die.
Absolutely, of course it will be, but they'll also know that it's not very common throughout the rest of Europe. You may have to go to somewhere like Estonia to see a similar type of performance in traditional music. And what's really good about it here is it's people don't necessarily and don't always get dressed up in folklore costumes to do it. They just come as they are, you know, wearing their ordinary everyday clothes. And that means it's really embedded in popular culture. And that's also a very strong point about it, a very original point about living here, about being familiar with cultural life here.
So your book is called Call to the Dance. Desi Wilkinson, thank you very much. And we'll have some details about how to get hold of your book just after this piece of music.
No problem, Rob. Pleasure.